Hi, I'm Jill O'Shaughnessy from ABC Radio Perth. Here's how to make your own garden water feature cheap and easy with gardening expert Sabrina Hahn.
I really want to let people know just how easy and how cheap it can be to set up your own water feature. You don't need anything big. You don't need one of those trickling walls. You don't need to spend a fortune on pumps. All you need is either a box that you will paint with, you get this rubbery liner that you paint on. It's not expensive, and you do two coats, and that waterproofs whatever vessel you want to put it in, or you get a big pot. If you've got a lovely pot that you don't know what to do with and it's got a hole in it, plug the hole up, just silicone it. So you can use any pot, and the big stumbling block is people don't know how to get electricity to it for the pump. But there's all sorts of fantastic little solar pumps that you can get now. So you don't actually need to rig it up to electricity. You
can That's just, clever.
Yeah. So you just get, they're only small pumps because you only want a small amount of water circulating. So if you're in a flat or you're in a unit and you only have a balcony or we have a tiny little courtyard, all you need is a pot or a box that you've lined with waterproofing, a little solar pump, and then you put some plants in and you can put fish in so you don't get mosquitoes. If you're going to get fish, if you're going to get goldfish, you have to remember that kookaburras, magpies, and in particular herons will come and to your cafe and get fresh fish in the morning.
It's the circle of life, Sabrina.
It is, but there is a way around that. So what you do is you get aquatic plants. Now, if you've got a deep pot and you've got floating aquatic plants, you just need to put bricks in the bottom of the pot because they need to be higher so that they're at the surface of the pot. If you've got something like a water lily, then they can be quite deep, but you still may need a pot. So all you need is some aquatic plants, which you see in a lot of the nurseries and hardware stores now have a whole section that's just for aquatic plants. And they come in their own little pot. So they're a pot within a pot, and the pot that they're within has water in it.
Ah, so you don't take them out of the pot that they come in
no,
the pot.
No, you have the pot in the pot in the pot. And there's a great choice of plants. So there's ones they call fairy lights that have lovely little sparkly tops to them. There's things like milfoil, which have really lovely feathery plants. There's Louisiana iris, and they're all coming in flower now. Then there's all sorts of little floating ground covers that get flowers that attract native bees. So if you've got a pot with a water feature with a little a lovely little pump that's just driven by solar, you may need to clean the filter. Now, if you're going to get fish, rather than goldfish, which the birds will eat, you can get Swan River gobies and Western pygmy perch. They're not as exciting as goldfish in that they're brown, but it means the birds can't see them and won't eat them, you see. So goldfish, as they zip through, the birds can see them from high above. Mm. But if you're a little goby, a Swan River goby or a Western pygmy perch, yeah, can't be seen. And the sound of water, just that really light trickle, is beautiful.
It's very relaxing.
It is.
Yeah.
You do it cheaply. I reckon you could knock up a beautiful water feature for $70, $80.